This is episode 264 of No BS Job Search Advice Radio. I'm your host, Jeff Altman, the Big Game Hunter. I coach people and organizations to play big, be successful, be effective. And here I work with people about job search. I do executive job search coaching, working with people worldwide. And today's show is one of those tough interview questions. I know it's Saturday. I'm sorry. I wanted to cover this one today. And, well, I just let the title stand for itself. What do you hate about life? I hope you find the show helpful and give it 5 stars in iTunes or Stitcher. It does help other people and it helps people discover the show. And now let us get going, please. I've got another one of those tough interview questions for you that are designed to make you squirm and panic and confess things about yourself that you really shouldn't confess. Ooh. So this one's actually, like all of them, really very easy if you just stop, take a short breath, and realize what they're really looking for. So today's question is, what do you hate most in life? Wow, like you're supposed to say things like, I hate my mother-in-law, or I hate this person, or I hate that person. You know, I hate what I do professionally. That's why, I'm trying to become a poet on the side, because, there are all sorts of idiotic answers that you can give. But look at it from their standpoint. Now, this is a question that could be answered a little bit differently depending upon what level of the organization that you work. Now, the theme starts off the same. I try not to dwell on the negative too often. But if you were to ask me in a professional context what I hate most, one of the things that frustrates me more than anything, and notice I've switched from hate to frustrate, because frustration is anger internally directed, it's not externally directed. So it's a subtle shift, but you're switching off the word hate. What frustrates me more than anything is seeing people that I'm involved with on a day-in and day-out basis not really putting in their best effort. That sort of lazy approach to work frustrates the heck out of me because I care a lot about doing a great job. I figure that if I'm going to take a check, I want to provide excellence. I want my organization to succeed, and I want to do my part in making that happen. So when I see someone doing a half-assed job, excuse my language, if I see someone doing a half-assed job or not giving their best or not asking for help when they need it, it frustrates the heck out of me. And you can get a little bit theatrical there. Now, here's where the shift starts to occur. You start as a staff person, you don't want to say, so I go to my boss and I point to them and go, how come they're able to get away with crap and I can't? No one wants to hear that stuff. So what you try to do is motivate through your own behavior. You want to encourage through your own behavior. You want to be the person who isn't brought down by the others. You want to inspire the others. Now, if you're a manager, the answer might be slightly different. You want to, again, encourage and you want to motivate, but you're also going to be more of an interventionist, trying to cheerlead people into better effort. If you're an upper level, you might talk about systemic problems and trying to root them out. Again, it all depends on the level of an organization that you're joining, but the theme all starts off with, I get frustrated when I see people in an organization or people in my department or people in my team who just don't have the motivation, drive, and excitement about doing their best work. And that's important to me. So, and then you start talking about what you try to do to compensate for that. So that's today's show. I hope you found it helpful. And if you did, here's a couple of ways that you can engage with me. The first one is connect with me on LinkedIn at linkedin.com/IN/TheBigGameHunter. Mention when you reach out to connect that you listen to the show. I enjoy finding out who my fans are. Next, if you're an executive and you're interested in job search or leadership coaching, email me at jeffaltman at thebiggamehunter.us. In the subject line, put the phrase executive job search coaching or leadership coaching. I'd be happy to help you in either way. I want to be clear, I'm not a recruiter. I'm a coach, helping you play bigger, having a set of eyes and ears on your circumstances so that you don't make mistakes that are costly. If you're not an executive, the best way to engage is with jobsearchcoachinghq.com. I have the best of my information there. Plus, you can ask me questions throughout your job search. I'll answer them. It'll help you. It'll help other people. There's going to be a community of individuals there that you can also get advice from. Again, jobsearchcoachinghq.com. I'll be back tomorrow with more. In the meantime, have a great day. Take care.